6:42. Virgin Radio. So where are we? Who are we now? What are we part of? It's all coming up on the way. Vassos will be here soon with all that, and more. But you can get ahead, you can get a honk, as always. So here we go. On The Breakfast Show. Hello, Chris. Good morning. We are listening eagerly. Oh, we like eagerly. From Hua Hin in Thailand, ready and waiting. Please give us a big shout. Laura, Craig and Evan, who's 8. Henderson and Lynn and Ian Moffat, originally in Scotland. So from all over the world, we want to hear from you. We are available 100% of the time on 100% of the planet. Morning, Christoph. Please can I be in the Good Morning World Club? Yes, you can. Just made the very popular first ferry, just a short 248-mile journey to the office. Have a happy Monday, says Rob. Hey, good morning, Kristen, again. Can my little girl Kia and I be in the Good World Club? Be the Good Morning World Club, if you like. We're up early to check on all the wild hedgehogs in our hospital before Kira has to go to school. More, it's the first show. Come on, let's do some more. Come on, let's hit some more. Let's hit them hard. More honks. Honks to give away for free here. Good morning, Christoph. Good morning, world. Please, can I be in the Good Morning World Club? Yes, you can. Good luck. Look, you'll need it. We all need good luck. Most of the time, if we can get it. I actually dreamt I listened to your whole show and it went very well. So no worries there. Now, that's the opposite to the dreams I've been having. I'll take reality on the radio any day. I actually am listening from Cornwall, and today I am heading up to Newquay for a photo shoot on the beach with the members of Final Straw Cornwall. Have a good one, you two, Adam Carpenter. Good morning, Mr. Gang. Please, can I be in the Good Morning World Club on an away trip to Holland with work, but loving listening to you. And Richard Bloom and Ashcroft, yes, I know. So glad to be hearing you again. Well, it's great to be on again. And there's a lot of people outside, I have got to say. This floor of our 17-floor building is absolutely packed this morning. Sorry, the cheer was for the Good Morning World members. And also, you know, I'll give my new colleagues a cheer as well, because there's been a lot of trepidation. There's been a lot of talk about this show. So we'll give you a cheer as well. Thank you very much indeed for being here. But now everybody has remembered. How about this? Everybody has remembered that they can, once again, breathe. Wake up, it's a beautiful morning. Chris Evans on your radio. Looks like my colleagues might live. Wake up, it's a beautiful Chris Evans with your breakfast show. 6:45, Monday morning, Virgin Radio. Ladies and gentlemen. Where are we? We're everywhere. When are we? All the time. So it is nowadays. I was listening on the computer in bed this morning to Christian, Sam, and Christian, yes. Sam called me Christmas Evans, 4 o'clock this morning. I love that. I had the Killers, I had the Killers, I had Christmas Evans, I had the Killers, I had George Ezra, and I had Danny Wilson. Beautiful. Now we have the big screen bell today, chosen for the first time ever on this station by who? It is Tony Chambers from Northampton, Tony with an I, and she says, my film buff son and I were reminiscing about the movies we watched together on Sunday afternoons during his childhood. This track is the ultimate sing-along, my friends. And it never ever fails to make you punch the air when you realise all will be okay for Johnny Five. Tony's big screen belter from the film Short Circuit 2 is Bonnie Tyler with Holding Out for a Hero on Virgin Radio on Monday morning, the 21st of January, 2019. Who's next, Rachel? And then who? Oh. That's what's just come with us. You'll have the back pages. VirginRadio.co.uk and our pages. Morning, Chris, where I want to start. Fantastic, so good to have you back. Chris, absolutely over the moon. It all feels so warm and familiar, says Suzanne Drew. All right, warm and familiar. Yep, we'll take that. Good morning, Chris. I woke up early to welcome you back to Virgin. I feel like I can breathe again. Oh, Julie, it's all right. It's going to be fine. Right, thank you for continuing to make a positive start to the day. Well, that's what we're here for. I mean, that is what we do. That's what we would put on our can if we had one. Says Julie. Morning, Chris. Never up this early, even if I've been awake for a long time. So I got up early, especially 6:20, pressed a few buttons and found you on the telly. Yes, we are on the telly. Where are we? How'd you get us? Other than how you're listening now, of course, because I always find that funny. When people say, you know, this is Virgin Radio, you can hear us on, well, no, because I'm listening to you. But there are other ways to listen. Rachel's here. Good morning, Rachel.
Good morning, Christopher.
Tell me about your news booth.
My news booth is at the far side of the office. So luckily I've worn my trousers with the Go Faster
you
stripe.
You have? Yeah.
Because I have to hurdle Richard Ashcroft's keyboard to get there.
How great was Richard Ashcroft?
Incredible.
Oh, no, what a start to the programme. Thanks so much to Richard and his band for getting up this early and rehearsing all weekend to be on the show. Five more songs from Richard. Coming up on the show also, Paul Whitehouse is going to be with us live, talking about playing the role of Grandad and writing the brand new Only Fools and Horses stage show. Faye Ripley's going to be here. Cold Feet Series 8, I think it is. Episode 2 is on tonight. Faye's going to be here. Rob Beckett and Romesh are here too. Watch Rob and Romesh versus Usain Bolt this Friday, 25th of January on Sky One. I watched it last night on a secret encoded thing, and it's very, very good. So, you happy with your news booth?
I love my news
booth. Are you happy
booth.
With your travel microphone?
Very happy
Let's
with my travel microphone.
You still
microphone.
Have what the travel requires.
The Chris Evans Breakfast Show with Sky.
6:53.
Virgin Radio Travel.
On the M6 in Cheshire, the motorway is closed in both directions from Junction 7. More travel in half an hour.
Thank you very much, Rachel. We're just awaiting the arrival of guess who?
The Chris Evans Breakfast Show with Sky. The best entertainment all in one place.
Vassos Alexander. Vassos,
where are you?
This isn't just like us faux showbizing. He's going to be late, or he is late, or he's not around. He really isn't around.
He's
and
running.
He's nowhere to be seen.
He
oh, he's
be
just
running.
Past the window. Come on, Vassos. Oh, well,
yay.
Hey,
good morning.
Start as you mean to go on.
Oh, good morning.
How was the running show in Birmingham this weekend?
It was really lovely.
Did you do one of your talks?
I did one of my talks.
Okay.
And one of my runs.
Did you?
It was great.
Do you take people running at the running show?
That is something I really want to do.
It's a fledgling show. It's only the second year, but it's already doubled in size. Is that because of your attendance? Is that because you're there?
Well, there's Paula Radcliffe too.
Oh, I see.
She might have had something to do with it.
Neil McAndrew was hanging around.
Yes, she was.
Did she do a talk?
I think she probably did.
What's in your talk?
I talk about running.
No, I know that. I know that. But, you know, what's your shtick?
Well, you know you and I are big runners, and you know that I do these very, very long runs, yes. But I also do kind of shorter runs and park runs, and it's basically a big celebration of all things running.
All right, good. How are you feeling?
Fantastic.
How's your new desk?
Yes, really
like,
lovely.
You've got to set the scene, you know, in your commentatory way later. So Rachel's going to say who we are. So we are Virgin Radio. We're part of the wireless group. And then you're going to tell us who else on part of the wireless group. So, and who are our colleagues who are moving into this building very soon. So you do all that later.
Okay.
And Vassa, can you set the scene of what we can see and how come we're going to be in an unbelievably, annoyingly positive and sunny, mood every morning?
It really is exciting. Where we are is just, it couldn't be better.
Yeah. And let me tell you, the restaurants. Do you know there's a plant-based restaurant around the corner?
Fantastic.
Exclusively plant-based. I found the best value for money car park in London, by the way.
Don't spread the word.
Well, I'm going to tell you to be honest. All right. So you have some back pages. We're short on time already and we're commercial free. I mean, you know, we have a commercial partner in Sky, but we are ad-free. There are no ads on the show for at least the next 100 years. Vassos, how are the back pages?
So Tottenham scored with the last kick of the game at Fulham. A handy Harry Kane out injured the other Harry. Harry Winks scored their winner. They came from behind to win. Harry Houdini, back page headline in the Mail this morning. Handy Harry was the Sun. Also in the Times this morning, England needed to beat Australia. This is in the netball, the quad series. They needed to beat Australia by 5
yes.
to win the quad series.
Yes.
They did beat Australia, but only by 3. So it was quite weird. England were doing the victory lap, but the Australians actually won the quad series.
Don't talk over this song. What? Not on Virgin. They really won't like it, okay? I mean, I know I am now by telling you not to, but you know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
Did you get that top? Was that a freebie at the...
No, it wasn't. I paid.
Really?
Yeah.
We can talk about freebies now, you know that. What a car would you like, Rach?
I'm into cycling now.
Oh, just turn down a free car live on the radio. Right, get to your news booth. Off you go. Live and Let Die, Guns N' Roses. This is Virgin Radio. Now, at the old place, I used to sometimes double up or triple up. I never did 4 air news jingles all at once, though, but I'm up for that today. Here we go, it's 7 o'clock.
Virgin Radio. News.
Rachel Horn.
Our top stories this morning. Theresa May is due to reveal her Brexit plan B this afternoon after failing to get her previous proposals through the Commons last week. It's thought the PM's looking at changes to the Irish back. 3 minutes past seven on Virgin Radio.
Thank you, Rachel.
Good morning. 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 Good morning.
On DAB Digital Radio, on the app, and on virginradio.co.uk. This is Virgin Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your radio talking, and we want to wish you all a very happy Monday morning.
This is your wake-up call.
Good morning, friends. Thank you for tuning in. This is Monday, the 21st of January, 2019. Already a very special day because representing Horsham, Jackie Clark has the kettle on and Bicky's out for the annual Brew Monday at her local railway station. Along with her fellow volunteers, she's encouraging the commuters to have a chinwag over a cuppa. Representing Lowton and Lee, Jenna Atherton is extending her weekend with a family day out at Penny Flash Country Park. And representing Westrum, Alan Piddington has been up with the lot, capturing the Super Blood Wolf Moon full eclipse. And that's one of the thousands of moon gazers hoping to catch a glimpse of this rare celestial event, which happened at 12 minutes past five this morning. So if he didn't, then he won't. Today's show is dedicated to anyone who has recently fallen in love with something or someone or somewhere, or perhaps all three of those things. And today's show is entitled, Once You Feel You Sense That You Might Have Fallen in Love with Someone or Something or Somewhere for the Rest of Your Life. You can't wait for the rest of your life to start. That last quote from When Harry Met Sally. If you're interested, watch it over the weekend. From 1989, Billy Crystal, now 70 years old. Billy Crystal is 70 years old, everyone. Get on with your life. Actually 70. Actual Billy Crystal. Microphone. Blondie on Virgin Radio. Monday morning. Jan 21, 2019. We're back on the radio and we're back at Virgin and we couldn't be more excited and more grateful. That's the thing. We're so grateful to be back on the radio. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. On the show today, let me tell you, Rob and Ramesh are going to be here. Rob Beckett and Ramesh Ranga Nathan are going to be here. Talking to us about their brand new Sky One show, Rob and Ramesh versus Usain Bolt. Saw it last night, very funny. They go to Jamaica to see him, then they go around the rest of the world, see lots of other people in forthcoming episodes. Faye Ripley's going to be here, yes. Ladies and gentlemen, Faye is here to get us up to speed on Series 8 of ITV's Coldfeet. Episode 1 last week, very good, lots going on. I've already seen Episode 2 for tonight. Huge mascara warning, huge mascara warning. And by the way, Faye Ripley acting herself off the screen in tonight's episode. Paul Whitehouse is going to be with us too this morning. Spilling all the showbiz beans behind his West End show, Only Fools and Horses, the musical. And Richard Ashcroft has already been with us. He opened the show for us with Lucky Man, and he's going to be playing five more songs with his band live on this programme on Virgin Radio. So who are we? We are Virgin Radio. We're part of the wireless group. Rachel will be here with more about that, just so you know who we are. Where are we? Well, Vassos will be here to tell you about that too. But where are you and how are you listening and what have you done to listen? I know for a fact, two people have bought new cars so they can listen to the show because they didn't have a digital radio in their car. Now, what have you done to listen to this show? How far have you gone to listen to this show? How are you listening to the show? What's the most common way people are listening via digital radio, via the Virgin Radio UK app, via the internet, via various home speakers? Please do tell us. Text us how you're listening and what you've done. What kind of mini mountains or mountains have you had to move to listen to us? But nowadays, of course, you know, around the world, whether you're on the BBC or you're part of other commercial networks here in Great Britain or elsewhere around the world, you listen on the internet, don't you? So I know that that's how people heard our other show, our old show, and they used to. On Mondays we do international radio calling. Well, that's international Virgin Radio calling. So text us with where you're listening and what you're doing and whether we'll ever see you again. And, you know, if we will. When, you know, when will we see you again? And, who are you with? And, are you happy? Generally, you're happy around the world. But of course, it's no different for you because all you've done is just click a different button. So you're up to speed. But has anybody else bought a car? Anybody bought a new truck? Because you know, I have a car. My regular car would not normally have a digital radio in it. So I've had to sort all that out now. So, but if, you know, I wanted to, and it's the future. And my wife's, she has us in there. She's had everybody else in there for a while. I mean, you know, not literally, but you know what I'm saying. But you're listening in Dubai. I know, because Andy's told me. Great to hear you back on the air this morning. We upgraded our music system ready for today's show. Thank you. We're a big bakery in Dubai, and you're playing to all 100 staff. Hello, 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 all 100 of you. Honestly, I don't think some of the staff get it, but I, for one, am loving it. They'll get it. Don't worry. They'll get it. They'll be speaking fluent Virgin very soon. Hey, Chris and the team, says Milo. Great to hear you back. Happy New Year. Yes, to you too. Is it too late to wish folk a Happy New Year? No, and it's not too late to discuss our resolutions either. I've made two huge decisions. I don't know about Vassar and Rachel. I can ask them in a moment or two. I no longer have a phone. I no longer have a phone. We can talk. That's the headline. There's so much more about that. Since I don't have one. I don't have it. It's not in my glove compartment in my car. It's not locked. I don't have like zero screen hours and then allow myself. I don't have a phone anymore. I don't own a phone. I can't tell. Well, I will tell you. I can tell you and I will tell you how it's changed. Also, the Evanses now have a dog. We've had a dog for 2 days. She's Sparkle. She's the dog that we considered in November and December from Battersea Dogs Home. And we had a big proper family think about it. And we picked Sparkle up on Saturday, and I walked her at 4:15 this morning, and she was worth every second. She's absolutely beautiful. She's the most zen dog I've ever come across. So ridiculously zen. Virgin Radio, Monday morning. What time is it? 7:13. Playing Oasis. Oh my God, parents. Here we go with The Breakfast Show, the brand new Breakfast Show. The Oasis, roll with it, BBC. Radio 2 is where we were. Not there anymore. But we wish them all the very best, all the BBs. There were loads of people outside when I arrived this morning, and they didn't recognise me, so I just walked in, and they've been still out there since 4 o'clock for no reason whatsoever. So I came up to the 14th floor here, and somebody said, "Will you go back down and see them? Because they feel, well, they might get the sack, all of them." Said, "Yeah, of course they will, no problem. I had a few minutes to kill." And they said, "So how do you feel about going up against Zoe?" I says, "Look, the thing is, if you're any good, if anybody's any good at anything, there's room for everyone, okay? And it helps with the business, helps with the quality of the business." Zoe, thanks for your text message last night. It was very, very sweet of you. Always loved you, always will. Right, are we going to the weather now? Nazanin's here. Nazanin Ghaffar, live from Sky. Good morning, Nazanin.
Good morning, Chris. Thank you for having me in your first ever show. I'm really privileged.
Well, listen, thank you so much. Talking of first evers, we've got to have our first ever kid shout out now. For Kids Get a Fanfare. Kids, if you want to be the first ever kid to get a fanfare for doing something for the first time on Virgin, call now 0333 00 triple three double zero. That's our new number. 0333 00 triple three double zero. And how about this, grown-ups, why don't you try and steal it for the first time? Go on, go ahead. Come up, a proper race to the death here. We can't. If a grown-up phones up first and they're better than the kids, the grown-up gets on. Come on, everyone in. Welcome to the radio bum fight. 0333 00 triple three 00. So you are the first lady doing the weather. But I understand there's a corral of you, Nazanin.
We are a duo. It's myself and also Isabel Lang. So you'll be sharing both of us.
All right. And that's what happens on the telly, isn't it?
Absolutely, yes.
So when's our safe window to not distract you from your telly duties?
Oh, you mean when do I have to be done and dusted by?
Yeah.
7:20.
Okay. Can we have the weather, please?
Absolutely. And it's a cold start for this week. Scrapers at the ready this morning because it's chilly for many areas and frosty as well. But it's thanks to those clear skies from overnight that some of us have been able to view that blood moon, that red moon that everyone's been talking about this morning. But as I said, it's a chilly start to the day, frosty as well for most of Scotland, Northern Ireland, as well as the north and west of England and Wales. But for the Midlands, Central, Southern and Eastern England, it's actually not as cold. It's quite cloudy, foggy with some patchy drizzle. Although across East Anglia and the South East, it's also a chilly start with sunny spells and some frosty conditions there. So it's a varied start for this morning. It certainly is cold for most areas. Now this afternoon it's going to stay quite dull across central and eastern parts of England, as the low cloud and hill fog is actually going to be quite slow to lift and clear. Elsewhere though, I think it will be mainly dry and sunny, but it won't last for long. There will be a band of rain and hill snow that will spread across parts of Ireland, Northern Ireland and most of Scotland, and then by this evening to the northwest of England and Wales. But I think for Northern and Eastern Scotland, it should just about stay dry. And later, Northern Ireland and the Republic will become a bit dry and brighter, but there will be some blustery wintry showers to the west of these areas. For the south and east of England, there will be a bit of brightness as well, but overall, it will be quite cloudy for remaining parts of England. So the north and west, seeing some sunshine, but rain and hill snow spreading there. Elsewhere, quite cloudy with a bit of brightness, but mainly dry. And for all areas, it is going to be a cold one today, frosty this morning.
Look at her there, 5 seconds to go. What a pro. Now, Nazanin, there is talk, and it's not coming from me, this.
Okay.
But there is talk of a post-show first day. You know, how did it go drink at lunchtime? How are you fixed?
I'll try and be there. Of course I will.
Well, you're very much invited. I don't know if I'm allowed to be there. I think they're going to wrap me in cotton wool till tomorrow morning. But
okay.
There is talk of this. So the invite is extended to you and anybody else there. Isabel, if she's around or whatever.
Well, Isabel's day off tomorrow, so I'll send Isabel on my behalf to have some drinks.
All right. Okay. Cheers, kiddo.
Thank you.
Okay. Back to the telly. This is great. It's our brand new weather, people. Amazing. Listening where? Chris, I bought Amazon Alexa and it's so worth the money. She's tuned in for me, Few, says Tony McGill. Yeah, if you're listening now, not on a home speaker, but you have one, all you have to say is play the Chris Evans Breakfast Show and it will play it for you, if you want it. Hey Chris, I'm listening in Calahonda in Andalusia, in southern Spain. Missed you the past few weeks. Love the TV ad for the new show with Noah. Wishing you every success, says Sharon Choffey. Now Sharon, there's been a lot of talk about the TV ads, the various ads in our house. Noah's thrilled, of course, thrilled to be involved, and you know, didn't the kids do well? Somebody said, one of the journalists outside said this morning, the TV ads, are they really your kids? It's like, yes, of course they are. Well, we checked, you know, it says they are. I think they're my children. Does it matter? Anyway, we have the documentation to prove it. We have the birth certificates, everything. It's unbelievable what they can do nowadays. The kids are very happy to be off. So is Tash. Tash is coming along. She's coming this morning. She's going to drop the kids off, try and get in before 10 o'clock, which is lovely. And she's not easy with it, with Ping and Pong on board. And now Sparkle, who twinkles all the time. But, Noah's listening this morning. Good morning, Noah. Good morning, Eli. And, Noah's a little bit perturbed about the fact that Eli's ad online has had 1.3 million hits. That was yesterday, probably more by now. So, you can do one of two things here, as far as that's concerned. You can either get Eli up to 2 million before Noah gets into school at 8:30, or you can give Noah a bash and try and get him up to where Eli is. Good morning, Chris. Good to have you and the team back. I'm listening on my Amazon Echo in the kitchen. Even bought a DAB clock radio for the bedroom to wake up to. Sounding good so far. What do you mean so far? Is this marking in progress? From Warren and Carolyn Leicestershire. We have no ads because of these lovely people.
The Chris Evans Breakfast Show with Sky. The best entertainment all in one place. Virgin Radio.
How evergreen is this song? Feeling Still, Portugal the Man. So good. remember talking to the guy who wrote it, produced it. I think it was like 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the morning. He was flying from Los Angeles. Couldn't have been nicer. Talking of people who can't be any nicer than human beings can ever be, Rachel. Say good morning, Rachel.
Good morning, Christopher.
So, Rachel, people want to know, who are we? Tell us who the new we are.
Okay, so Virgin Radio is owned by Wireless. That's part of News UK, which ultimately is owned by News Corp. Now, in this incredible building that we're now based in, we've also got the Times, the Sunday Times, the Sun. Next door to us, just down the corridor, is the Oasis of Calm that is the Times Literary Supplement. Go in there if you just need a moment. Upstairs, we've got HarperCollins. They publish all the David Williams book, Hilary Mantel, so I might be sneaking up there and seeing if they've got any.
There is a shop. You know there's a shop down the corridor.
Yeah, but you know what? The shop doesn't open till later in the
but
afternoon.
But there's a lady who's on this floor who has a pass.
Oh, alrighty.
She has a key pass for that.
She's
shop,
the woman to know. Okay, yeah, I need to get her a coffee. And also, just to keep me reminded of my joyous days working on business news. Uh-huh. We've got some colleagues in this building working on Dow Jones News and the Wall Street Journal.
All right, so that's who we are. Where are we? Well, Vassos will have that in a moment.
The Chris Evans Breakfast Show with Sky.
7:26.
Virgin Radio. Travel.
Now, the M6 northbound in Staffordshire is still closed because of earlier emergency repairs. That's from 16 Stoke-on-Trent to 17 for Sandbatch. We've got 5 miles of congestion. We'll travel in half an hour.
Thank you very much, Rachel. How about this now? Brand new from Jade Bird. Okay, we're playing this lot. She's 21 years old. She's hugely talented. It's called Love Has All Been Done Before. Do you like it? You like her? Do you know her? She's from Northumberland. She's 21 years old. Love Has All Been Done Before. Jade Bird. We have to get her on. We have to get her on. We have to get her playing live. She'd be up for that. Virgin Radio, The Breakfast Show, 87222. Text us.
It is going to be a cold one today. Frosty this morning.
Look at her there, 5 seconds to go. What a pro. now, Nazanin, there is talk, and it's not coming from me, this.
Okay.
But there is talk of a post-show, first day, you know, how did it go drink at lunchtime? How are you fixed?
I'll try and be there. Of course I will.
Well, you're very much invited. I don't know if I'm allowed to be there. I think they're going to wrap me in cotton wool till tomorrow morning. But
okay.
There is talk of this. So the invite is extended to you and anybody else there. Isabel, if she's around or whatever.
Well, Isabel's day off tomorrow. So I'll send Isabel on my behalf to have some drinks.
All right. Okay. Cheers, kiddo.
Thank you.
Okay. Back to the telly. This is great. It's our brand new weather, people. Amazing. Listening where? Chris, I bought Amazon Alexa and it's so worth the money. She's tuned in for me, Few, says Tony McGill. Yeah, if you're listening now, not on a home speaker, but you have one, all you have to say is play the Chris Evans Breakfast Show and it will play it for you, if you want it. Hey Chris, I'm listening in Calahonda in Andalusia, in southern Spain. Missed you the past few weeks. Love the TV ad for the new show with Noah. Wishing you every success, says Sharon Choffey. Now Sharon, there's been a lot of talk about the TV ads, the various ads in our house. Noah's thrilled, of course, thrilled to be involved, and you know, didn't the kids do well? Somebody said, one of the journalists outside said this morning, the TV ads, are they really your kids? It's like, yes, of course they are. Well, we checked, you know, it says they are. I think they're my children. Does it matter? Anyway, they are. We have the documentation to prove it. We have the birth certificates, everything. It's unbelievable what they can do nowadays. The kids are very happy to be off. So is Tash. Tash is coming along. She's coming this morning. She's going to drop the kids off, try and get in before 10 o'clock, which is lovely. And she's not easy with it, with Ping and Pong on board. Sparkle, who twinkles all the time. But, Noah's listening this morning. Good morning, Noah. Good morning, Eli. And, Noah's a little bit perturbed about the fact that Eli's ad online has had 1.3 million hits. That was yesterday, probably more by now. So, you can do one of two things here, as far as that's concerned. You can either get Eli up to 2 million before Noah gets into school at 8:30, or you can give Noah a bash and try and get him up to where Eli is. Good morning, Chris. Good to have you and the team back. I'm listening on my Amazon Echo in the kitchen. Even bought a DAB clock radio for the bedroom to wake up to. Sounding good so far. What do you mean so far? Is this marking in progress? From Warren and Carolyn Leicestershire. We have no ads because of these lovely people.
The Chris Evans Breakfast Show with Sky. The best entertainment all in one place. Virgin Radio.
How evergreen is this song? Fearless Still, Portugal the Man. So good. I remember talking to the guy who wrote it, produced it. I think it was like 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the morning. He was live from Los Angeles. Couldn't have been nicer. Talking of people who can't be any nicer than human beings can ever be, Rachel. Say good morning, Rachel.
Good morning, Christopher.
So, Rachel, people want to know, who are we? Tell us who the new we are.
Okay, so Virgin Radio is owned by Wireless. That's part of News UK, which ultimately is owned by News Corp. Now, in this incredible building that we're now based in, we've also got the Times, the Sunday Times, the Sun. Next door to us, just down the corridor, is the Oasis of Calm that is the Times Literary Supplement. Go in there if you just need a moment. Upstairs, we've got HarperCollins. They publish all the David Williams book, Hilary Mantel, so I might be sneaking up there and seeing if they've got any
there is
copies.
A shop. You know there's a shop down the corridor.
Yeah, but you know what? The shop doesn't open till later in the
but
afternoon.
But there's a lady who's on this floor who has a pass.
Oh, alrighty.
She has a key pass for that.
She's
shop,
the woman to know.
Key,
okay, I need to get her a coffee. And also, just to keep me reminded of my joyous days working on business news. We've got some colleagues in this building working on Dow Jones News and the Wall Street Journal.
All right, so that's who we are. Where are we? Well, Vassos will have that in a moment.
The Chris Evans Breakfast Show with Sky.
7:26.
Virgin Radio. Travel.
Now, the M6 northbound in Staffordshire is still closed. More travel in half an hour.
Thank you very much, Rachel. How about this now? Brand new from Jade Bird. Okay, we're playing this lot. She's 21 years old. She's hugely talented. It's called Love Has All Been Done Before. Virgin Radio, The Breakfast Show, 87222. Text us. Start your text with Virgin or Chris. Email chris.evans@virginradio.co.uk. Call us 0333 00 Tell us how you're listening. Where are you listening? How's it been for you? I know two people who bought new cars to listen to this show. Honestly, that's a fact, Vassos.
Loads of people have told me that they've got a new radio. Rachel's mum took her car to the local garage to ask them how to retune the radio.
All right, good. We are, of course, now we have a commercial partner. They are Sky. And that means we're ad-free. There will not be any ads on this this radio show. That's incredible. We were so thrilled when we signed that deal. So how does it work? Well, we'll go through how it works. You know, what do they get out of it? What do we get out of them? What do you get out of both of us? We'll talk about that before 10 o'clock this morning. But, for example, you know, there'll be a Sky narrative on the show. Of course there will. There's nothing wrong with that. We had a BBC narrative over on Radio 2. You know, the Radio 2 Breakfast Show was very much, you know, as far as we were concerned, since we took over from Sir Terry, it became more of a platform for BBC products. So this would be a platform for Sky product. That's all right. That's quid pro quo. That works. For example, today, Rob Beckett and Ramesh Ranganathan are going to be in. And Rob and Ramesh are going up against Usain Bolt in their brand new show. It's called Rob and Ramesh versus Usain. That's episode one. They go all around the world. Basically, the gist is they go around the world having a right laugh. I don't know how they got it past the commissioning editors, to be honest, but they go around the world to gorgeous places, having a right laugh under the auspices of interviewing someone, all right? But the thing is, they arrange the interview, and then they get to wherever they need to go, like Las Vegas or Jamaica or South America, days before the interview. And then they just have a laugh, film that, and then they do the interview. I mean, it's a great ruse, and yes, it works. It's very funny. My little boy loved it, although I have to talk to him about the swearing. Because I got in huge trouble for letting Noah watch it last night because he's nine. It's quite a lot of potty mouth going on. So you're going to tell us, everybody, where we are, Vassos, in a moment or two.
I will.
Okay, we'll talk to the kids first of all, or a kid first of all. Here we go. On the radio now, the first ever kid getting a fanfare on Virgin Radio at 7:30 in the morning is Ty from Nuneaton, and Ty is 12. Good morning, Ty!
Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Ty. How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
All right. How are you listening to us? Do you know?
Well, my mum found out how to tune the radio to Virgin, just so we could listen to you.
Hats off to your mum. What's her name?
Tonya.
She's our brand new hero. Good, I'm just playing with the echo there in the background. Why not? Why the heck not? Don't turn your radio down when you're on the phone. Turn it up! Right, what are you doing for the first time ever today?
I am doing my school athletics.
All right, and what do you major in school athletics?
I'm sorry, can you say that again, please?
What are you good at?
Oh, sprinting.
Yes.
Standing long jump.
Right.
I'm better at, like, running.
All right, pal. Okay. Well, you come back tomorrow and tell us how brilliant you were.
Yeah.
Thank you. Well done to all mums who reach in all radios and taking cars that haven't been in the garage for years to those garages. time is it now? 7:32.
On DAB Digital Radio, on the app, and on virginradio.co.uk. This is Virgin Radio.
Here's Rachel.
News.
These are your headlines. It's widely predicted that the PM is going to ditch the controversial Irish backstop as part of her plan B for Brexit. She'll address those are your headlines on Virgin Radio.
Well, you say that, but of course we have the Golden Oldie. It's a special one this morning. You have something up your sleeve.
I do. Today's Golden Oldie, Chris, is chosen by Richard Branson from Necker
what?
Island. Oh, yes. He says...
This song reminds me of interviewing Mick Jagger when I was a nervous 16-year-old who had started up a national magazine called Student. I was completely out of my depth, but I loved the experience. And after decades of trying, one of my proudest moments was when we ended up signing the Rolling Stones, my favourite band ever, to Virgin Records.
The track that takes Richard back is the Rolling Stones with Start Me Up.
Setting a very high bar there, aren't we? Okay. Tomorrow the Queen. Prince Philip, well, he needs a moment, doesn't he, at the moment? So, Golden Oldies, a little more contemporary than before, and we only like that. Chris Evans at virginradio.co.uk for your Golden Oldies tell. Rachel White's the track that takes you back. Certainly take the Rolling Stones from Mr. Branson. You can also go to the Virgin Radio UK app, Virgin Radio, and our page. Just go there. So how do you listen to the radio? How are you listening to this show now? Please do tell us, Chris. I have my phone all set up to receive Chris and the team on Virgin Radio. Great to hear you back on the radio. And just a sublime start to the show with Richard Ashcroft as well. My Monday is already complete. Well, you win the... We all say this. You win the morning, you win the day, you win Monday. You're pretty much on the way to winning the week. But there's that first 20 minutes that we talked about before Christmas. The first, when you wake up, apparently there's this thing, and I've got to read more about it, but it's about your subconscious mind and your conscious mind coming together, and they come together at their most receptive and their most collaborative for the 20 minutes after you wake up, or for the 20 minutes between your waking and your waking up and then being awake. And apparently that's sort of when, you know, if you think of yourself as a computer, that's when you are unconsciously programming your mood for the rest of the day. And one of my favorite phrases now, probably for life, that came out of last year and a lot of reading was, we don't see the world as it is. We see the world as we are. So you can see, you know, you wake up in an amazing, mood, you know, sort of blindingly sunny disposition. The world is fantastic. You get out of the bed the wrong side, same day. It's the worst day imaginable. Okay. So. That's what we're here for. We do know, we try and nudge you, you know, and by the way, you nudge us back via your text, you know, towards the pluses and not the minuses of a day. And that's why we're here. That's what we're here for. And so thank you so much. And by the way, you know, Richard Ashcroft really did open the show. That wasn't a joke in that text. Melanie was not joking. Melanie from Wiltshire doesn't joke about Richard Ashcroft opening brand new radio shows. Richard Ashcroft opened this show with a full band at 6:30 this morning, but he'll be back to play five more songs. Cause he played on the old show just the week we were finishing. He said, do you want me to come and open the new show? I said, would you? He said, love to, mate. Love to. See you there. And that was it. And then he went, and then the next time I saw him was like, I don't know, an hour and a half ago. So thanks to Richard Ashcroft. And what's really funny about our building, the building we're in now, it houses 3,500 people and they're all smiling. Almost. I mean, you know, okay, I won't exaggerate too much, but they're almost all smiling. They're all happy. It's a happy building. It's a really happy building where happy people do things that they enjoy on a daily basis. It's amazing. But Richard Ashcroft, of course, playing now, you know, playing throughout the show till 10 o'clock, he plays outside our studio, but we have new neighbours. Of course we do. We have new neighbours. And to our right, and it's the wall behind where we are now, and it's only a few feet away, is the Times literally, the Times Literary Supplement. And when they get in this morning, because we're on till 10, they'll be having Richard Ashcroft with their first cappuccino of the day. The noisy neighbours next door, yeah, but talented. You know, noisy neighbours are all right as long as they're talented, and it doesn't get better and more sublime than Richard Ashcroft. So that's to Richard's right, to my left, as I look over the Thames. Above us, we have Harper Collins. Okay. Underneath, we have the CEO of the whole company. And she doesn't mind a bit of rock and roll. She's been headbanging since, well, she was the first. She led the headbanging this morning, so she's happy. But that's the building we're in. But Vassos, tell everybody where we are in London, where this energy is coming from.
So we're on the 14th floor of this 17 floor building. We're 14 floors above the River Thames in the city of London, just on the south bank next door to the Shard. In fact, our building is often called the Mini Shard. If you're passing, it's the big glass one with news written on top in big letters. Immediately below us, actually, what looks like a model railway, the trains many metres below coming in and out of London Bridge Station. They're curiously hypnotic to watch. Across the river, on the other side of the grand old Thames meandering its way through London, are various big office buildings with funny names. We have the Walkie Talkie, the Cheese Grater, the Gherkin. But you know, this is one of the most iconic, beautiful cityscapes in the world. Further right, further east, as the sky reluctantly gives up its darkness, kind of like a, look outside, it's like a teenager clinging on to the duvet. When it finally gets a bit lighter, we will be able to see Tower Bridge, and to our left, the Houses of Parliament. So I'm sorry if we sound a little, smug,
it's just so
but
beautiful.
We are very, very lucky.
Can you
and
all
very,
come and visit
grateful.
Us? One
yeah.
day. You all come
please do.
And visit us. Don't know, hopefully we'll get, in the end, you know, we'll have loads, apparently, listening is going very well. Increased listening is going very well since it was announced we were coming here. And we are so grateful for that. And thank you very much indeed. But one day we'd like to invite you all here because it's so nice. It's just so nice. That's what's going on the outside. On the inside, we're playing songs like this. Okay, I've got a little quiz for you. You may know about this if you've been listening to Virgin anyway. Whose little brother, ladies and gentlemen, whose little brother, and Vassos, you can play this.
Okay.
Whose little brother is this?
I got a real wildcat.
Oh, yes, please. How good is this? 40 minutes to 8. Jackie, Steve, Maureen, that's for you. Listening on Virgin on the UK app via mobile phone in Tenerife. Happy New Year. Great start to the new show. Great to have you. Thank you. Very long text here from Kerry, right, DAB. And, of course, Mayhem in our flat this morning. Two DAB radios, one in the kitchen and one in the lounge. Both are playing at different times. Well, they do that. I mean, they're very sort of their own mind, DAB radios, but they do work. We're in the lounges ahead, so we're hearing you double. The couch double, figures wise. Ron, that's what's going on. Tell your friends, tell your mum, dad, tell your cats, tell your cats, your dogs, and your goldfish, and Tel Aviv. Chris, so good to have you back from Tel Aviv. Listening from a small town now near Tel Aviv in Israel through my work computer. Really missed the show during the break, but we are back now. It's our longest break ever from doing the breakfast show for the last 10 years, 4 weeks, but we are back now. I'm back till at least May. Rachel's going to be off, I think, in the next 3 minutes for like a year or something, because she'd already booked a holiday. Vassos, how long are you staying for?
I'm staying.
Yeah. No, sorry. I know we're saying.
You can't get rid of me.
No, we're saying generally, but I mean, how long for the first one?
I have no holiday booked.
Good. I'm going to stay until at least May.
Yeah, let's do that.
And this Sunday morning thing, we'll talk about that later.
Cool.
Okay, anyway, the point is, 10 Tons, that song, but I love that song. It's called Better Than Me. It's by a guy who's called 10 Tons. He calls himself 10 Tons. Okay, he's one person, but he calls himself 10 Tons. It's not a bandit's person. Okay, and he's somebody's famous little brother. Have a guess whose little brother he is.
I have three guesses here.
Okay.
Richard Hawley?
Well, he does sound like Richard Hawley. That's a great guess, especially from you, with your musical ears, Vassos. But no.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Edwin Collins?
Very good again. Very good. I get that. I get where you're coming from, but no. But, so you're going for the sound. You're going for the musicality, and you're going for the timbre of the voice.
Is it?
Go on.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Is it? It's not Richard Ashcroft's younger brother, is it?
It would be, couldn't it?
Is it?
No, it's not. It's George Ezra's.
Is it?
George Ezra's little brother, 10 Tons. And, you know, that song is so good, and on Virgin Radio we can do things like this. Let's just play it again. Let's just play it again straight away. Come on.
Give me a second,
I bet 10 Tons is gutted. I was actually going to play it three times. I was going to play a hat-trick. So what we'll do now, why don't we just play that song every morning at the time we played it this morning? Can we get him on? Well, I mean, I love that song so much. Christian play, I think, first.
The bar closes
on Saturday morning, I think.
Down
on Virgin Radio.
Carry you home.
tonight.
Beautiful, we are young from fun. Okay, so we are on Virgin Radio from now on for as long as they will have us. And Scott, my new big boss, actually he's not the biggest of cheeses, but he's definitely on the main cheese counter. He said, great. I said, how's it, what do you think? He said, this is what we wanted, this is exactly what we wanted. I said this to him as I was sprinting to go for a pee, because the toilet is miles away. That's the only thing we haven't catered for. The toilet is a lot. No need to download the Virgin Money London Marathon training plan this year, Vassos. Just drink plenty of water, yeah. Stay on this show and dart to the toilet every now and again.
And
what's the record?
We are of a certain age.
Well, yeah, I'm more of a certain age than you, but anyhow. Everybody's very happy. And we got a 3-year contract here. I got a 3-year contract here. I said, what do you think? He said, well, let's do five. Let's make it five. So we're going to do that. So we're going to break bread after the show. We're going to make it five. We're going to go to the pub for a post-show debrief. Well, let's call it that, shall we?
Let's call it a debrief.
And then what happens tomorrow? I have no idea. Right, James Corden has been on. James, good morning. He said when he sent this, it's 11:36 p.m. So that will have been at 7:36 p.m. He's over in Los Angeles, tucked up in bed listening to Chris Evans' first morning show at Virgin Radio UK. He sent this on Twitter, making me feel incredibly homesick and yet warm and fuzzy at the same time. James, still rocking America. Good morning, James.
Good morning, James.
Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you to everybody for everything. So much to talk about, but we got big guests on all week this week. Huge guests, like the Friday shows of old, but every single day this week, and live music every day this week too. And the sport with Vassos.
Now, we don't tend to go on about this much, honestly, but for new listeners, first of all, thank you for your ears. Chris is a Liverpool fan. Chris, you support Liverpool. I'm a Fulham fan. And actually, both clubs very much at the forefront of the sports news on this, our first morning. Fulham, not for the reasons I choose.
Yeah, Liverpool game of the weekend, by the way.
He's put across it, and it's been headed in! Spurs have got a late winner! It's the other Harry! Harry Winks has won it for Tottenham with the last kick of the game!
Yeah, Spurs coming from a goal down to beat Fulham with the last kick of the game at Craven Cottage. But here, with Fulham looking destined for relegation, is a lesson in Italian positivity from manager Claudio Ranieri.
Yeah, everybody are devastated, but I told to them, we played very well. Our performance was fantastic, just experience. But if we continue in this way, I'm sure we survive.
Other end of the table, 4 points clear at the top. Liverpool, who somehow found a way to beat Crystal Palace 4-3.
Yeah, of course, confidence is important, a little self-belief and all that stuff. So the boys are ready to fight for all. That's clear. It's not the first moment in that season where we had to do it, but it was pretty special.
Jurgen Klopp, the Liverpool manager. The gap was 7 points at that stage. Man City closed it to 4, beating managerless Huddersfield yesterday. Australian Open tennis still reeling in Melbourne from Roger Federer going out to a 20-year-old vlogging Greek, Stefanos Tsitsipas. Tsitsipas, do remember the name. He is proper talented. His travel vlogs are good. His tennis is stunning. And netball, England needed to beat Australia by 5 to win the quad series. They did win, but only by 3, so Australia take the title. Judd Trump won the Masters snooker. He beat Ronnie O'Sullivan in the final at Wembley. And the New England Patriots will meet the Los Angeles Rams at Super Bowl 53. They both made it through last night.
Thank you very much, Vass. Honestly, I feel for you and Fulham.
No, but we'll be fine. Claudia said so.
I'm just saying. The Chris Evans Breakfast Show with Sky. Last kick of the game. Ouch. Virgin Radio. Travel. With Rachel.
On the M6 in Staffordshire, northbound junction 16 Stoke-on-Trent to 17 for South. More travel in half an hour.
Thank you very much, Rachel.
Eli?
Yes, Noah?
Do you know why Dad leaves the house at 4 o'clock every morning?
Because he's a zookeeper?
No.
Because he's a baker?
No.
Is he a secret fish?
No, it's so he can present the Virgin Radio breakfast show.
Oh, I was going to say that.
Was he really?
No, not really.
The Chris Evans Breakfast Show. This morning from 6:30. Virgin Radio.
Beautiful. Ladies and gentlemen, here we are live on Virgin Radio. They said it would never happen again, but they were wrong. How wrong could they have been? But good morning to them anyway. Ladies and gentlemen, on the way, on the programme, we have Rob Beckett and Ramesh Ranganathan. They're going to be here. They're going to be talking about their brand new Sky show. Starts Friday, 25th of January. 9 p.m. Sky One. Also on the show today, after 8 o'clock, Faye Ripley's going to be here. Faye, superstar, of course. Huge, huge superstar. And currently starring in the 8th series of Kofi, along with the regular gang. And tonight we see episode 2 of that, which she majors in. And a huge mascara warning on the way for that one, ladies and gentlemen. Also with this morning, Paul Whitehouse live again. We're on till 10, don't forget. Paul talking about starring in and writing, creating the whole shebang that is the brand new Only Fools and Horses musical. But working hard is this morning, and he's been rehearsing all weekend for this, and we can't thank him enough. Richard Ashcroft and his band, they open the show at 6:31 this morning with Lucky Man, and they're playing 5 more live songs for us between now and 10 o'clock. This is Virgin Radio, Monday morning, 21st of January, 2019. It's 8 o'clock. Can you play the news jingle in for me, please? Go on. Oh, just more of this.
On DAB Digital Radio, on the app, and on virginradio.co.uk, this is Virgin Radio.
I'm Rachel Horn.
Our top stories this morning. Theresa May is understood to be preparing to announce changes to the...
So, Richard Ashcroft playing for us again live in just about 5 minutes from now, and he really is live. And Rob Ramesh will testify to that, won't you, gentlemen?
Yes, yeah, we can verify.
He's rocking, he's rolling.
Sunglasses on.
He's waking HarperCollins up upstairs on the next floor like they've never been woken up before. Yeah. The Times Literary Supplement are considering rock and roll as a future feature, perhaps. They've just heard about it now. They're getting very excited. The boss, she's downstairs on the 13th floor. Katie Tunstall playing live for us on this show tomorrow. We are ad-free because of these very nice people.
The Chris Evans Breakfast Show with Sky Q. The best entertainment all in one place.
Gentlemen, Robin Ramesh, do you have Sky Q?
Yeah, I do.
You do?
Multi-room, isn't it?
It is multi-room, yeah.
Sometimes I'll pull something and go in another room to watch it, not because I want to, just because I can.
Rachel, just to enjoy yourself.
You don't have it yet, but you're getting it.
Tomorrow morning.
You're getting the VIP squad in, the hit squad.
Yeah, I mean, it's the main reason I took the job.
lots of chucky bickies, lots of chucky bickies, lots of cups of tea, coffee, all that kind of stuff. But honestly, I know they're paying us, and that's how it works. They're our commercial partners. But honestly, it's fantastic. It's amazing. And you can watch Robin Ramesh's show on Sky, via Sky Q or just Sky, this Friday evening. They are up against Usain Bolt. Now, when you say Robin Ramesh versus Usain, how far are we going with that?
It's not a physical fight.
No.
A bit of posturing, handbags, but...
But it is actually Usain Bolt in Jamaica.
Yeah, we interview him and we try and, you know, live his life, as it were. So we do, you know, running, training and stuff like that. And get into dancehall, which he loves, and stuff like that. So it's sort of verses in a sort of getting in their head way.
It is. Now, Rachel, of course, is married to a very famous comedian herself. Mr. Alex Horn.
Yeah.
You're both aware of.
Yeah, I love Alex. He's a genius.
Oh, do you?
Honestly, he's because the Taskmaster show he does is like one of the...
Have you been on it?
Amazing. We've both
was in the Champion of Champions.
Yeah, I don't like to blow my trumpet, but I have one.
Okay, it's lovely to chat to our guests a bit more while Rachel's here, but I've just realised... Ellie, our producer, wanted me to chat to you after the travel to give Rachel a chance to get to the news booth, and I've done all the chat before the travel.
Oh, no.
Well, this is quite fun then. Let's see how quick.
Yeah.
Good luck, mate. Good luck.
Let's keep the bowl theme going.
Chris Evans Breakfast Show with Sky.
8:29.
Virgin Radio Travel.
On the M8 in Glasgow City eastbound, we've got an earlier broken down car. More travel in half an hour.
All right, off you go.
Okay, bye.
Okay, ready, steady, go. And there she's. You have a lot of Usain Bolt footage in it, which gets you very excited about the forthcoming interview, don't you? So you have London 2012 and you have other stuff as well.
We've got all the highlights of his career, but he's not doing 2020 in Tokyo, is he? Which I still...
You tried to get him to do it. You did your best.
Well, if he does come out of retirement, I'm taking full responsibility on Usain Bolt going for gold.
Rob just became obsessed with him doing as if he's got something left to prove. And then Rob started going, it's lazy.
He still looked quick. He still looked quick to me.
He doesn't need need to do it, Rob. That's
well, yeah,
bit.
But you don't need to do anything.
Yeah, but exactly. So why bother? If I just think, just chill out now.
Tokyo's a
nice
place.
I want to go to
Japan. Because, look, Romesh, think of the bigger picture, yeah? Imagine, if he does it again, that's an instant recommission for another episode. We can go to Tokyo.
There is that.
I'm trying to use this series, really.
I haven't thought about it like that.
Yeah, so we could... A follow-up episode.
Now and again.
Yeah.
Golden crumbs.
I know sometimes. I talk a lot, but some of it does make sense.
It's about 3 to 4% of it.
We plugged us coming on this morning on Instagram, and I went, watch us, and I did it all. I went, are we going to be on at 8 p.m? And I was like, no, it's 8 a.m, Rob.
That's TV time.
Imagine him on 3 coffees.
I mean, have you only had 2?
Is that all? I feel like I need to lie down. You need to do it. My stomach hurts, my head hurts. I'm just so excited.
All your inner organs.
I used to sell compost at this time of the morning.
You need a bit of hot yoga, Rob.
I'm to be warm and talking, Chris.
My God.
I love the fact that your episode with Usain starts with the fact that Rob can't get his head around that Usain has acquired all this fame, you know, all this prestige and all this wealth. He says, he only works 10 seconds every 4 years.
It's amazing, isn't it? What a job.
Yeah. Well, I think we've covered enough time for Rachel to get to the booth. 8:32.
And on virginradio.co.uk, this is Virgin Radio.
Is she there?
News.
These are your headlines. It's widely predicted that the PM is going to ditch the controversial Irish backstop as part of her plan B for Brexit. Those are your headlines on Virgin Radio.
Thank you very much, Rachel. So Rob Beckett and Romesh Ranganath with us. Watch Rob and Romesh versus Usain Bolt this Friday, 25th of Jan, 9 p.m. on Sky One and Now TV. And it's the first of 6 episodes of that series, Rob Beckett and Romesh Ranganathan versus the world. But of course, they didn't believe that Rishi Ashworth was playing live this morning. We're in front of a live audience, did you?
No, we didn't. On the way in, I just thought it was like, you know, fake radio crowd, but there's about 100 people in there.
This is real radio. Virgin Radio is real.
Yeah.
Live and direct, and more now from Richard Ashcroft Live, from his brand new album, here we go, from Natural Rebel. This is the brand new single, the song we're playing at the moment here on Virgin, A Lot, That's When I Feel It. Richard.
Thank you.
That's awesome. You're really going for it, aren't you, this morning, Rich?
Yes, man. It's the only gear I've got.
Okay, well,
life's not a rehearsal, Chris. You know that.
So it's on or off. That's it.
Life's okay. Not a rehearsal.
Richard Ashcroft, let's give him another come on. We're in here, Rob and Rebecca. And now we're joined by the amazing Faye Ripley. Good morning, Faye.
Hi.
How are you doing?
I mean, I feel like I'm at the best breakfast party ever.
Well, hopefully you are. Let's put that on the posters on the A4 all of a sudden, because you can now, because of the digital. By the way, you guys, you must all have experienced this, okay? So you're driving down the road, you've got a new thing out, and the PR budget, the advertising budget, you know, is more substantial than perhaps, you know, maybe you're used to, and they pay for billboards of your own massive face, and they haven't told you about them, and suddenly you drive around the corner and there you are looking straight back at yourself. You experienced that one?
Yeah, I have. I don't want to show off, but yes, I have.
But it's extraordinary though, isn't it?
I do a lot of taking pictures of the picture.
So we did. Yeah. We stopped the car, got outside and pointed to the thing.
That's it.
The worst is if you're on the train and there's a poster of you above your head and you're sat underneath it. That's worse. It looks like you chose that carriage.
I'm never really happy with it, to be honest, because it's very... of the photos that have been taken of me, there are probably 3 where my eyes are looking in the same direction. So whenever I see it, I sort of have to... I descend into this spiral. No, because it's like, apparently it's my thing. Actually, when I did Edinburgh, the second time I did Edinburgh, the photographer took one of my eyes and then copied and pasted it onto the other side of my face. And then the next year...
It's like Picasso.
Yeah, and then the next year he said, you know what? He said, I think your profile's high enough, we can keep your eyes as it is. And it felt like I'd really made...
I think it's your thing.
It is now. But
yeah, it's your best hobby.
Yes.
Because they've sorted my teeth out on these posters outside here.
What's wrong with your teeth?
No, they're just made nice and white.
Oh, right. So
they're really, you know, teeth, you know, how, if only, you know, in real life. I mean, I've happened with everything else. My, when we were on Virgin Radio first time around, when we owned the darn place, I remember we spent, we spent a substantial amount of money on sides of buses, you know, sides of buses. And I remember we'd been out, in, you know, on one of those nights in the second half of the 90s. And I wasn't allowed on the bus. And as I fell off the bus backwards, you know, I literally fell into the gutter and looked up, and there I was on the side of the bus that wouldn't let me on.
Oh, this can run you over.
Showbiz me was looking down on real me, thinking, yeah. Showbiz.
Stick with the showbiz. Showbiz is far better. Anyway, Faye, talking to showbiz, you're back on the telly tonight. Kofi, episode 2, series 8, second time around. Yeah. I've talked to Jimmy about this before. People are liking it. A lot of people are liking it more than the... you don't have to compare the two. But how is it doing the show the second time around for Faye Ripley?
I mean, I'm very grateful, mainly.
That's the thing,
it's
isn't
the
it?
Gift that keeps on giving.
That's the thing.
Nobody else has sort of done it before in the sense of doing the big show that was on a long time ago and everyone had sort of put to bed and then to come back. So the comeback thing, I know bands do it, but
radio shows do it.
Don't do it. But radio shows do it, I guess.
Thing.
Yeah. So I'm grateful that we've been given a go and that people aren't laughing at us in a bad way.
Laughing with you on occasion.
Let's hope so. But it's a very fun thing to be a part of, basically, because they're my mates, and so it's a win-win for me.
And isn't it funny, that thing about, because you two are in the first flush of youth and success, aren't you? Even though you've been at it for 10 years, there is no such thing as an overnight success. There isn't really.
I mean, about 15 years' time, we might be interviewing Colin Jackson about something.
Yeah, that'd be fine.
Yeah.
He's a nice guy. And so we are back. We're boomeranging, aren't we? We're back. And the thing is, it is that overwhelming nature of gratitude. And then you fall back in love with what you did first time around, but much, much more than you ever thought you could or ever have done in the past.
Well, in the past, in youth, you spend your whole time thinking about walking away from it, going, I'm too big for this now.
Yeah. What next?
You know, yeah, exactly. You're always saying, now, at this moment, you're very much living in the moment.
Yeah,
you know,
so
we've
true.
Worked that out. So, so I do sort of go, okay, people still like watching this and people still seem to care. So it's good and long may it last.
Yeah,
so.
And it's back on episode 2 of series 8 on ITV tonight of Kofi. And the reflection of those thoughts, because the writers are older now and, you know, you're older now and the producer and director.
I'm not,
are
but
old,
yeah.
older now. But those sort of challenges, issues, narratives are now part of the show. And it's so cool for us lot. I wouldn't call them sort of midlife crisis, but they are the sort of challenges and the issues and the life circumstances that we come across as we sort of hit the other side of the hill that's 40, you know, between 40 and 60, I would say, now tonight on the show.
Yes.
So we've got to be careful how we talk about this, haven't we? Because we don't want to spoil it, but your character tonight, my goodness me.
Look, Jenny, who I play, is navigating one of those moments in your life, and God knows it's happening to so many people
right
I
now,
know
right now.
Now it, she's navigating some really scary stuff, and it's recognizable, sadly. And it is, you know, I would say that this is the one storyline I don't have to research because I just know so many people going through it. So, but hopefully, because it's Kofi, we do it sort of looking at it so that it is watchable. Do you know what I mean?
Well, no, it's more
not
than
too
watchable.
Painful.
I mean, you know, what I love about Kofi is that it's like all great movies. If you think about American Pie, I always cite American Pie as far as this is concerned, because American Pie is this, like, you know, in your face, really big comedy. But it's not. If you watch American Pie back, they spend the first 25 minutes setting everything up. And there's not a laugh for the first 25 minutes because they have to load the bases. And what Kofi does every episode is the first half an hour, you know, you're loading the bases and then it all starts to really sort of ramp up between 9:30 and 10. It's very filmic from that scriptural point of view. And tonight, you know, when you're, as I say, I don't want to give too much away, but it's such an emotional, such a sort of visceral story that your character inhabits tonight. And talk about a mascara warning. I mean, you know, you act yourself off the screen tonight, I think.
Oh, hopefully not completely off the screen. Well, forever.
No, but I saw it last night. And there's a moment when you're in your car, and as I say, we won't spoil it for everybody, but something happens to Faye's character, and then this is the bizarre thing that hit me about it. I don't know what you're thinking if this was written. Isn't it, you know, some people are told some really devastating things in life and then just have to walk out and get back in their car on their own and deal with it.
Life is like, you know, you have to put the bins out. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, and nobody knows what's, you know, other people in their cars, they're going on the school run, or they're going shopping, but you, it's like, you have no idea.
I always say that to my husband. I say, when he's, like, he has the male road rage thing happens, and I go, hang on a minute, that person that's just cut you up and tried to smash into your car, fair enough, might have been having a really bad day. Who knows what news they are getting, etc. I know that's me sounding like a saint, but it is true. We don't know. Everybody, maybe, you know, God knows we all have to deal with so much on a daily basis and then get in the car and go to work or take the kids on the school run or whatever it is. But it's the sort of, you know, there's dramatic stuff going on and everyday stuff all parallel. It's all happening at the same time.
Hey, Jimmy Nesbitt, you two met him, James Nesbitt?
Yeah, a couple of times, yeah.
Yeah, he's a funny guy. And Adam, his character, finally goes to therapy after all these years, doesn't he?
Yeah, maybe a bit late. I don't know.
I think, did Jimmy introduce this narrative himself? Did he say, therapy?
I think it's like quite I don't think it sits well on him, the therapy thing. I don't think he's been to therapy, but yes, there's a whole sort
you
of
think he needs to go.
I'm saying nothing.
But no, I tell you what, the renaissance of Kofi is his therapy. Absolutely. This is my therapy. Because when you get a job you love, it becomes your therapy, doesn't
exactly
it?
Right. No, there's a whole funny sort of scenario where we all become the characters of the people in the therapy and stuff, and it's just having a bit of a laugh.
Do you think the storylines are easy to come by because life, because you know, at our age, you know, these are whippersnappers, but at our age...
I promise she's 41.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not 41.
Even if he was 41, we're not 41.
And according to Wikipedia, I'm 36. Relax.
Yeah. When his nappy's changing? Yeah. But there's more of life's rainbow to pluck from, isn't there?
Well, the idea that storylines stop at 40 is pretty ridiculous.
They say life begins at 40. Good dramatic sitcom begins at 40 as well.
Absolutely. There's
and he's like, you know, yeah, prancing around the world.
Yeah, I mean, I'm still having loads of affairs.
I haven't started yet. Stopped. I'm waiting.
Okay. Yeah. Are you? Yeah. Build up to that.
I've got the marriage to an empty shell, and I just move on to the next one.
By the way, these two, their show that's on Sky on Friday at 9 o'clock, very funny. It begins with the fact that Rob has booked a double bed for them in their hotel room.
I get bored on my own.
Yes. Mm. So
there's bored and there's... How bored do you have to be?
I've been with my own room. I've always shared.
So how bored do you have to be to want to share with Ramesh? Is that what you're getting?
No, to book a double bed twin room was available. You know this is true.
I know. It's not...
I just like being near him.
This is Virgin Radio live from the News Building on the banks of the River Thames overlooking London Bridge, equidistant from Tower Bridge. Beautiful morning. Monday, Jan 21, 2019, with us Rob Beckett and Ramesh Ranganathan. Watch Rob and Ramesh versus Usain Bolt this Friday, the 25th of Jan, 9 p.m. Sky One. The legend that is Faye Ripley is also here with us. Cold Feet Series 8. Who would have thought it? Episode 2 continues tonight at 9 p.m. on ITV. Catch up on episode 1. Do that if you haven't seen it. Yeah, it starts off with a wedding. Nobody knows who. It's very good. It's good to start with a wedding, isn't it? Good to finish the show with a wedding, but great to start a new series with a wedding.
Come on, classic.
Yeah, absolutely. That's all on the ITV Hub. Paul Whitehouse is on the way. See Paul. Play the role of Grandad in Only Fools and Horses, the musical, the Theatre Royal Haymarket in London from Saturday the 9th of February. And Paul joining us after 9 and Richard Ashcroft playing live for us again after the sport and the travel. First of all, the sport. Here we have Vass for the guests.
Yes, our sports guest this morning, our first ever sports guest. I'm thrilled to say we have one of my footballing heroes and hands down the best TV pundit bar none. Good morning and thank you for coming on, Gary Neville.
Morning, everyone.
Good morning, Gary.
Morning. Hello. Gary, first off, let's talk about your old club, Manchester United, and your old teammate, Ole Gunnar Solskjaer. Well, wow.
Yes. I think when he came in, I mean, the club couldn't have been any lower in terms of expectation and where it was, obviously feeling around the club, but he's done an incredible job. He's put himself in the frame and he just keeps on winning. I think it's the best start for any Manchester United manager in history. It's unbelievable, really.
It is, yeah. 7 wins out of 7 since he took over from Jose Mourinho. Does the manager make that much of a difference then?
Well, it obviously does in the modern day. I mean, we've seen Sarri over the weekend at Chelsea questioning the players at Chelsea in terms of their motivation. Manchester United's players towards the end, it's plainly obvious now they weren't trying to leg for Jose Mourinho because they've just switched on and off the tap. It's incredible the difference, and I must admit, I still have my doubts about those players because of that. You know, the idea that they can just go and switch on a tap like that, it doesn't fill me with too much confidence in terms of them being able to take Manchester United back to a title win. But what they are doing at the moment is performing at least to their capabilities.
This is, I think, a particularly gripping Premier League season. Man City and Liverpool. Not perfect for you, Gary, with your Manchester United connections. No. Manchester City and Liverpool vying to win the title. Am I allowed to ask you a cheeky question? Who do you want to win the title?
Oh, my God. Do you know something? I actually have had, for the first time in the last few weeks, a few United fans saying Liverpool, they want Liverpool to win the title because they don't want City to win back-to-back titles and start a period of domination. I mean, I actually said a few years ago when they were both going for the title, it is like having a choice of which bloke you want to pinch your wife. And it's not changed. It's getting worse.
Well, that was some kind of answer, I suppose. Good morning, everyone.
it's your first show, it's all right.
Right, so Liverpool or Man City? After that, we need an answer. I'm sorry, got to push you now.
I can't bring myself to say Liverpool. I just can't bring myself to say
really? It. That's interesting, isn't it?
It's going to have to be City, I'm afraid.
No.
Oh, I can't believe you said that, mate.
Gary, I'm going to move on from this. I'm going to ask you one kind of selfish question, if I may. The big game yesterday was Spurs coming from a goal down to beat Fulham with the last kick of the game. Is there any hope for Fulham, do you think?
Look, I watched Huddersfield yesterday. I was at Huddersfield, and Fulham are better than Huddersfield, if that's the consolation.
We will take it.
Well, on that high note, on that joie de vivre.
Loads of brilliant football
coming
up
for
Gary to get his pundit's teeth into on Sky Sports. The Carabao Cup semi-finals this week, Man City and Burton and Chelsea and Tottenham. Looking further ahead, there's England in the finals of the Nations League in June. Gary Neville, thank you very much for coming on. We appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Thank you, Gal, and thank you, Vassos. Now we have Rachel. The Chris Evans Breakfast Show with Sky. It's 5 to 9. Virgin Radio.
Travel. On the M6 northbound in Staffordshire, between 14 for Stafford North and 15 for Stoke-on-Trent, we've got a lane closed because of a breakdown. On the M42...
Joyride. Roxette. This is International All Request Monday. There'll be a Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday and Friday version of this particular item on the programme too. And you can call us from around the world on 0044 or just +44 333 00 33 00. I think we're going to Switzerland next, but not quite yet. Just let me tell you who is on after us this morning. Eddie Temple Morris, 10 till 1 on Virgin Radio. Kate Lawler, 1 till 4. Matt Richardson, 4 until 7. Tim Cocker, 7 till 10. And then you have Amy Rose, and she's on from 10 till 1 o'clock. And let me tell you who's on the show for the rest of the week on The Breakfast Show, as well as ourselves, myself, Rachel, Bass and the whole team behind the glass. You've done so brilliantly this morning and in the preceding few weeks to get all this set up, because it wasn't just a question of us hopping from one ship to another. There was lots more going on behind the scenes than that, loads more. You can imagine, you've done it yourselves. Tomorrow we have Anthony Beck, Adrian Lester, Frida Pinto and Katie Tunstall playing live for us. Wednesday, Joe Wicks, Philip Glenister, Ant Middleton and the Kooks playing the live music. Live music on Thursday from Texas with Russell Howard, having a chat and Simon Reeve. On Friday, Greg Davis, Richard E. Grant, Tom Kerridge and Paul Heaton and Jackie Abbott playing live for us. Rachel.
We've got Christine in Astley in Manchester saying, I'm so glad you guys are back. I've missed you in the morning. Now, this is commitment. She tuned her digital radio in the kitchen and then she downloaded the app so she could listen in the shower. We've also got Sam tuned in from Singapore and Adam from Jerusalem.
Right, and we have a live call from where now?
From Switzerland, specifically looking out of the window at the snowy Alps in Grimentz. Good morning, Anna Walker.
Good morning, Anna.
Good morning, Vassos. Good morning, Chris. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you so much for tuning in. How are you listening this morning?
I'm listening through the Virgin app. I had to download that because when I tried on iTunes, which I always used to listen to that, to your other show, through iTunes, I couldn't get...
Boo, iTunes! Boo!
Outside your territory!
Yeah, well, you are.
Anyway, got the brand new
brand new Virgin app, and you're sounding good this morning.
Thank you very much indeed. How long are you in Switzerland for?
Well, we came here for a year,
yeah.
And that was 13 years ago.
Chasing the dream.
Yeah.
Okay, what kept you there?
The dream.
What do you like most about Switzerland?
Well, we started a little chalet management business, and we live in this tiny resort in... it's really where the Swiss come to ski, and it's very authentic, 15th century village. You can pop your skis on and just go out for a couple of hours instead of going to the gym.
Doesn't sound terrible, does it, guys?
No.
No, okay. No. Yeah, you see.
We even skied by moonlight on Saturday.
No, we can see the cut of your jib from here, to be honest. All right, so what can we play for you?
Well, I'd like to play a song for my kids, Sean, Amber and India, who are all at school in Dorset in England.
Right.
And I'd like to play George Ezra, Shotgun, please.
How do they feel about mum and dad being in Switzerland when they're in Dorset? Well, your Dorset's not terrible, is it? Let's face it.
Well, they're big hulking teenagers now. They're only babies when we moved over here.
All right, okay. All right, thank you so much for being here. Thank you so much. Thanks for tuning in, thanks for listening, and here's your song for your kids back in Dorset. New home, don't we love it? We're so grateful for them having us. Home from home and Sunbass, don't you think?
Oh, it already feels like home, but it feels like a brilliant new home that we've moved into, which I suppose it is.
Home from home plus.
Yeah.
As goes the vernacular nowadays. Because it's Norwegian plus, is it? Norway plus. Is that what we want, Brexit-wise?
apparently,
if you've got a problem, then what you do is you identify the best solution to your problem that already exists and then put a plus
on the
after
end.
It. And then you own the new version of that somebody else has done all the hard work for.
Brilliant. So this is our home from home plus.
Okay, this is the Chris Evans Breakfast Show plus.
Yes.
Plus plus. They do that as well, don't they? The plus plus thing.
When does it end?
So we are advert free. We are ad free. Okay. And we are ad free because of Sky, who are our commercial partners. So sport wise, you're Mr. Sport, and in many ways, you know, from a broadcasting point of view, they are Mr. and Mrs. Sport and Master Sport and Little Miss Sport as well.
They really are.
What have we got to look forward to in the next? And we're going to have content from these various things.
Well, we had Gary Neville, football pundit. I mean, the best football pundit that there is.
Uh-huh.
He was on this morning talking about.